You know the shortest verse in the Bible?
Jesus wept.
Have you ever considered what made Jesus cry? The Gospels record two instances of Jesus crying. You're aware of the shortest verse from John 11 when Jesus was standing at the tomb of Lazarus, who's been dead for 4 days. Jesus wept. He wasn't crying for Lazarus, who was delivered out of this veil of tears, but for his sisters, Mary and Martha. But you know, the second time that the Gospels record that Jesus wept, it was on Palm Sunday. As Jesus came near, the Bible says, he saw the city and he wept over it. What makes this so powerful, next Sunday is Palm Sunday, is that this seemed to be a day of triumph and excitement and the end of everything that the disciples had hoped for. You'd think Jesus would have been happy that the crowd welcomed him, praising God with a loud voice. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. But Palm Sunday is a strange day, because on this day, Jesus rode on in triumph to die. But Jesus wasn't weeping for himself. As the crowd, triumphant crowd, came over the Mount of Olives, they saw the city of Jerusalem. The religious leaders told Jesus to make the crowd shut up. But we read from Luke 19, 41 to 44, part of the Palm Sunday celebration. As Jesus came near, he saw the city and wept over it. He said, if you had only known, maybe translated, recognized on this day the things that would bring peace to you. But now it's hidden from your eyes. In fact, the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you, surround you, hem you in on every side. Within your walls, they will dash you and your children to the ground. And within your walls, they will not leave one stone on top of another, because you did not recognize the time when God came to help you. Why did Jesus cry on Palm Sunday? Jesus wept because the crowd on Palm Sunday did not recognize the things that would bring them peace. Jesus' heart broke because God's chosen people did not recognize, even on this day, that he was their promised Messiah, King, and Redeemer. If only you had recognized on this day the things that bring you peace. And so on this Palm Sunday, we see Jesus' compassion for lost, sinners who would reject him as their Savior. In spite of Jesus' miracles, in spite of Jesus' words, in spite of the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies, God's people would not recognize their promised Savior. And earlier, in Luke 13, Jesus foretold his death in Jerusalem, and he lamented, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wing, but you would not. God's Son on Palm Sunday wept, not out of thinking about what was happening to him, but of the missed opportunities that these people had in rejecting him. And so on Palm Sunday, Jesus wept. But secondly, in the last verse, Jesus wept because the crowd on Palm Sunday, with all their excitement, did not recognize when God came to help them in their need. Palm Sunday, Zechariah was a part of the fulfillment of God's coming to rescue his people from sin and death. But because they would not recognize him, God's judgment would come upon Jerusalem, and total destruction came in 70 AD, about 40 years later, when the Roman legions under Titus destroyed the city of Jerusalem and the temple so that not one stone was left standing on another. And the massacre of the children, the people in Jerusalem, was total. Jesus wept on Palm Sunday because of, in spite of everything that he had come to do for them, in spite of the fact that this was God's time of rescue for them, they did not recognize that God came to help them in their need through Jesus. So maybe it's not surprising that 5 days later, those cries of Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, blessed is the Son of David, would turn, as you heard yesterday, to cries of crucify him from the same people. And so on Good Friday, exhausted Jesus, 9 o'clock in the morning, couldn't even carry his own cross to Golgotha. And we're told that the crowd, including the women and children, were weeping for Jesus. And he turned to them and he said, daughters of Jerusalem, stop weeping for me, but weep for yourselves and your children. And so in love and compassion on Palm Sunday, Jesus wept. So this Palm Sunday, Jesus speaks to you as your merciful and compassionate Savior who desires your salvation. What a terrible thing. In spite of what you've heard, in spite of what you know and hear every Lenten season, you did not recognize the time of your peace and the time of God's coming to help you in your need. So instead of looking down on those people, how could they be so dumb not to recognize Jesus? Apply these words to your hearts and lives. Pray that Jesus does not, in love, weep over you. Take to warning what happened in Palm Sunday and Good Friday and the rejection of the Messiah that God had sent to his people. If you get time, read the book of Hebrews, which mourns and laments the fact that some who turned to Jesus were turning away and back because of persecution. Chapter 3 in Hebrews warns, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. This is the message of God's salvation for everybody and his desire that all would be saved. This is the message of that strange and contrary victory day that we call Palm Sunday, when in the midst of triumphant and apparent excitement, Jesus wept. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 245, the first three stanzas.